KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Today, we're going to talk about food, and somebody who knows a lot about it prepares all those great meals at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We have Executive Chef Andrew Nelson. How you doing, Nelson?
I'm good, John. How are you?
All right. Thank you for joining us today. And you've got a guest with you, right?
We do. So Rachel Molendike, who is our front of the house manager at Buffalo Hill Terrace, is joining us.
Well, good deal. So, let's just kind of talk about how you come up with such great food. And I have sampled your food up there personally, so I can tell you without question that it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah. So, It's actually a team effort. I've got a pretty phenomenal team here. Daryl Lindemith, who is my sous chef, CJ Congdon. We've got about over 100 years of experience in the kitchen, and we collaborate and try new things. You know, obviously the residents let us know what they want, and we try and make it happen, but we also, you know, we want to grow and we want to try new things. So sometimes we do something that we want to do, and sometimes it's successful, and other times It's a learning process.
Well, one thing for sure, whenever you live in a place that's like that, you get this term institutional cooking, institutional food, and you just don't let that happen up in Emmanuel Lutheran, do you?
We don't. It's definitely a term that we're trying to get rid of, and it's kind of a stigma, you know, amongst the community where people aren't quite certain exactly what we do up here. But yeah, campus-wide, between the independent living, assisted living, and the skilled care, we're really trying to up the, you know, the food level, the hospitality services, and trying to get rid of that term because it's, frankly, I think it's quite outdated.
Well, you know, we think about living in a place like that, and you think you're going to get the same meals just about every other day. You guys really work hard to try something different each time, don't you?
We do. You know, so we run daily specials that are on a 5-week cycle. But again, it's all resident driven with what they want. And if they want to see tuna casserole or, you know, roast New York strip steak, we'll make it happen. But then our menus, we do a lunch and dinner menu that change monthly.
Well, tell us a little bit about your journey there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
So yeah, I started here about 6 years ago, actually in April of 2014. And to be quite honest, I very quickly realized I was in over my head. You know, I've been in the restaurant industry for 20 years and thought, you know, I can be an executive chef, and it's a lot harder than people think. But over time, I was able to find my stride and, you know, started having some successes, started to get confident. And as I became more comfortable in my role, obviously, I started to develop relationships with my bosses, Carla Wilton and Jason Kronk. And, you know, they saw something in me that even I didn't know I had. And within about 2 years, they had asked me to do a little bit of consulting over at the care center. So when I was hired, it was just specifically for the Buffalo Hill Terrace. But so I consulted over there, basically worked on menus and, again, trying to get rid of that institutional feel. And within a year, both Jason and Carla asked me to be the director of food and beverage, to be in charge of, there's three kitchens campus-wide, each with their own unique style of dining, with four auxiliary kitchens. And, you know, Emmanuel and Jason, they have a way, well, myself as well, really any leadership person at Emmanuel, they have a way of seeing potential in somebody and bringing that out. So, you know, that's just kind of my story of growth and, you know, having a career here. And it's really been a wonderful journey.
Now, you don't do a whole lot of cooking these days because you got a staff that does that for you.
That is correct. And that was definitely a hard transition. You know, you get into this industry because you love to cook, and you know, maybe next time if we interview with CJ, I'm certain he can tell you that I had a hard time letting go of certain responsibilities and being in the kitchen. But now I walk into the kitchen and my staff kind of looks at me like, we don't really need you here. You know, they've got it under control.
Yeah, go do some paperwork, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Nelson and Andrew Molendijk with us. We haven't had a chance to talk to Rachel yet, and we'll do that right after this. Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate, under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625. Or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
We're talking about the big cheese when it comes to the kitchens around Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We have Nelson with us, and introduce us to Rachel Molendijk.
Yeah, so Rachel Molendijk is our front of the house manager, and you know, she's in charge of a lot of our high school kids, our front of the house staff. She has great relationships with the residents, and I'll kind of let her share her story.
Hello, John.
Hi, Rachel. So tell us about your journey into Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Well, when I was hired on for wait staff, I actually had no wait staff experience at all. I have done an in-home health care with the elderly. That's the only experience that I had. Working here, you know, just even right away with the people and the residents, you know, you just feel comfortable and you know, I felt like I fit right in. Then I turned into a lead wait staff and started doing, you know, those responsibilities. And then probably about 2 years ago in December, moved over to a restaurant supervisor. So I really enjoyed it. I have a good team. I enjoy my bosses. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, what more do you ask for? This is really just an amazing place to be.
One thing that's really cool that's been pointed out to us is that unlike working in restaurants and other establishments in the private sector there around town, you guys don't have to work late nights.
That is true. It seems like, well, right now we are getting out about 7 o'clock at night, but even when the restaurant is open to normal business, you know, we are here probably about 8 o'clock, no later than 8 o'clock at night. And that's what does make it really nice for, you know, our high school staff, you know, to work, because that shift also starts about 3:45 right after school. So, you know, it's definitely very nice schedule for them.
So, Nelson, when it comes to hiring people and, you know, it seems like the bigger you guys get, the more people you need. What is it that you're looking for?
So this is, it's from a leadership book that I read, and I think it's called The Ideal Team Player. And what they suggest, and this is what I adhere to, is humble, hungry, and smart. You know, so when you come on in the interview, I expect to see some humility. You have to be a hard worker. And when I say smart, I'm not talking book smart. I mean, that obviously helps, but it's, you know, how to react in different situations.
Well, I would think that working at a place like where you work and doing the work that you do, you can't exactly read a book and then sit down and start cooking souffles. I mean, there's only one way you're going to learn that, and that's to do it and do it until you get it right.
That is correct. And if you have those three traits, if you're humble, hungry, and smart, we can teach you how to do it. You know, I've led even some very skilled and talented cooks I haven't hired. You know, in our industry, chefs and cooks tend to be, we think we're better than everybody else. We're better cooks. But if you're not humble, hungry, and smart, you don't have a place. So
have you got some opportunities for younger generation and high school kids?
Yeah, so I think I'll let Rachel answer that one.
Okay.
We do. The high school kids, we do have quite a bit of them on our wait staff, just because the schedule does work out very well with them. It's nice because, like, during the school years when the high school does get into their special activities and such, you know, they turn in a schedule form and we schedule them around their activities. You know, it's just like with college students, you know, we schedule around college classes. You know, we do change schedules quite often to fit their needs. And I think that's something that, amazing that we do offer that here. I don't know any other place that does offer something like that. We do have scholarship program as well. We offer up to $3,000 in scholarships. So, you know, it's definitely for, you know, all ages. I know that when we do our hiring for the front of the house, we do, you know, most of them, 99% of them do not have restaurant experience or wait staff experience. But, you know, it's kind of something that we do like, you know, as long as they do have a great smile and can talk to people, you know, we give it a shot. And it's really amazing how, you know, we have high school kids from all different schools, you know, Whitefish, Columbia Falls, Flathead, you know, so, you know, Glacier, and they all get along so well. They hang out outside of work. So, I mean, it's just a great place for them to be. It kind of gets them out of that shy zone because, you know, you don't get embarrassed in front of these residents. You could do anything. And, you know, the residents just love every single one of them.
Wow.
You know,
Andrew
so.
Nelson and Rachel Mollendyke, thanks for joining us today. We're going to ask you both for some concluding thoughts right after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Well, it's lunchtime, so we're talking food with some people who know a lot about creating great food. Head of Food and Beverage at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have Andrew Nelson with us, the guy that everybody just calls Nelson, and the restaurant supervisor, Rachel Mollendyke. So let's just get a couple of concluding thoughts from each of you as far as working at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
So yeah, it's really a phenomenal place. You have leadership that cares about every single person in this building. There is so much room for growth. There's opportunity. We have a very visionary CEO, and I'm convinced that as long as Jason Kronk is our leader, we're going to continue to grow and to expand. You know, so I encourage people if they're interested in working here, you know, to think of it as a career. It's not just a one-off, let's just have a job, but, you know, start out in dining, work mm-hmm. your way up through the ranks, become a receptionist. There's, you know, we've had lots of people in dining who have taken an interest in nursing, and mm-hmm. we offer CNA classes. You know, so there's so much room for growth, experience, working with these residents, you know, day in and day out. They can teach you so much. Their lives have been so full, and, you know, they can teach you things that you didn't think you could learn. It's just, it's really a wonderful place to be.
All right, Rachel, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I agree 100%. I would recommend this job to, you know, everyone. You know, high school kids, you know, if you know that you want to, you know, be nursing, CNA, you know, always remember that, you know, this is a place to start. You know, you want to start going to school or taking classes, always remember, you know, this is a place that'll work around, you know, your school schedule. You know, it's just a great place to work.
So how do how do we get started with you guys?
You just come in and say hello.
That easy, huh?
I think you can fill out an application on our website, but I think both of us appreciate the one-on-one, you know, so just come to the front door of BHT and ask for Nelson or Rachel. We'll find some time to sit down and talk, and we can go from there.
All right. Andrew Nelson, the guy they call Nelson that runs the food and beverage there, and Rachel Mollendyke, who runs the restaurant. You guys, thank you so much for your thoughts today and your good words, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, John.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.